God of faithfulness, move our hearts as we remember how you came to earth through a peasant girl. Move our feet in the ways of justice and compassion to live out your love in the world. Move us not only to remember the past, but also to look ahead to the future promise of your return, when all things will be made right. May the hopes and fears of all the years be met in you once again tonight.
Would you stand together with us as we sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem? Seated.
This reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walk in darkness will see. we experience them in Christ here, and also that they will be fulfilled in full in his return again.
Let's stand together and sing Away in a Manger. Seated.
While we remember Christ's birth as a little baby in a manger, we also remember the life this child will grow up to live and the ultimate sacrifice he will make for the whole world. It is a time for us to reflect. It is probably one of the most intimate things as Christians that we can do as we gather at Christmas on Christmas Eve this night and take communion together. As I always say, as we take communion, it is a time that we are to receive the love of the Father through the blood and body of Christ in the presence of the Holy Spirit. It is an intimate and very personal faith. So if you would follow along with me and take your communion cups, and you can peel the top layer off and grab the wafer. We will be reading from Mark 14, beginning in verse 22. Mark writes, As we reflect on communion, on this time of being incredibly personal, it is a moving moment that we are gathered here tonight. It has been a journey that we have been on through Advent. For the past 4 weeks, we have journeyed together, expecting the coming of Christ. Tonight, we recognize and celebrate that coming. We rejoice in the one who came, not in the glory of a palace or with riches or power, but as a peasant in a manger. We rejoice in the one who is the fulfillment of hope, the bringer of peace, the creator of joy, and the embodiment of love. We illustrate the presence of Christ with us with the lighting of this white candle in front of me, a symbol that light has come into the world and will continue to come. Light shone in the darkness way back so many years ago. It continues to shine in the darkness of our world today. As we look upon this candle, may we be reminded of the true light of the one who came. But may we also look ahead in the hopeful anticipation of his return when all shall be made right.
From the book of Titus, chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. It says,
I want to read from the Gospel of Luke. This is the narrative of the birth of Christ. Now, in those days, a decree went out from Caesar. As we gather this evening, the entire season of Advent, in truth, is twofold. It begins by the anticipation of the birth of our Savior in a manger. We look forward in memory of this event. It's something we anticipate eagerly. But at the same time, we should be remembering the entirety of Christ, that it's not just his birth that we are gathered here for, but it is through his life, through his ministry, and ultimately at the expression of the cross. It is the ultimate expression of love. It is the greatest gift that any human can ever be given. John 3:16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave. Tonight we remember that Christ entered the world as a gift of love for the world. He is our ultimate expression of hope, peace, joy, and love. He is love. His love was poured out in humility and sacrifice for the whole world. So as we celebrate this amazing gift of love, we also look ahead and share it with the world and to love one another well. The true gift of Christmas is that this light and this love are for the whole world. As we prepare to leave this place, returning to the hustle and bustle of Christmas, may we remember that we are to be a light to the world. We are to love our family, our friends, our neighbors, and even our enemies, that they too may know this great gift of light and love. So we will light our candles from the Christ candle as a reminder that we bear the light of Christ to the world around us. As Jesus came into the world, he shared his love with everyone around him. He taught us what it is to be like him. Our job is to continue sharing that message of the gospel with the world. So as we gather here tonight, the Christ candle is an image, a memorial, a reflection of Christ. In the spirit of the history of the church, I light this candle as if Christ were sharing his message with the apostles. And then, just as the apostles did, they brought forth other leaders in the church. And this time I'll have Nick and Maggie and Joyce come forward. And this message is then shared with them. And they will take and share this message with you. When you receive this light, please pass it on to the person around you.
Put to fly, rejoice. shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, desire of nations, all peoples in one heart and mind, bid envy, strife, and war cease. Fill the whole world with heaven's peace. Rejoice, rejoice, shall come to thee, O Israel. O holy night, the stars are brightly shining.
Yeah, more pro.
Brothers and sisters, if you would like to receive a Christmas blessing, would you please rise? Simply hold out your hands like this. May you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. And may the Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forevermore. Merry Christmas and good night.